Nicholas.
Hi Rob, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Long time, long time.
No, it's way too long.
Yeah. It's been a couple of weeks, crazy weeks.
So how, what's been going on?
What's going on? A lot, but all good. Where were we? It was the week before Thanksgiving. We were spending the week in, not the week, but 3 days in Atlanta doing a lot of leadership things and kind of training us to lead the transformation on the practices for next year. So it was a little bit heavy, I have to be honest. 3 full days from 7 to 6. So pretty intense. But then everything is fine. So what's going on here? Actually, I'm planning on doing next Tuesday my FA meeting, which because of that meeting in Atlanta and Thanksgiving and all the things going on, I haven't done. So I want to lay out kind of the plan for next year, what the key initiatives are. Where do we want to focus and talk a little bit about my vision for the Supernova branch and my idea of doing this Supernova program with FAs, although I started with some, but more officially kind of launching it with the branch. And so that's what I'm going through. And preparing for that for next week. We had a meeting with my team last Wednesday to think a little bit about coming from Atlanta, about what are the initiatives and how do we want to focus on those things, how to categorize, how to leverage the people to drive organic growth. So that's a little bit where I am right now. So I was looking at the video for prepping the call for today, talking a lot about increasing productivity and the importance of being focused, right? And I think that's a key element that I like. So thinking a little bit about that and how to bring that to the FAs to have them focus more on their business, on client engagement, on financial planning, and growing the practice.
So, was there any conflicts or symmetries between what we're doing and the transformation conference?
No conflicts at all. In fact, we did have a session about coaching and a lot about persuasion, how to approach different FAs differently, right? How to identify what motivates each FA, etc. So a lot of the same ideas. There was a lot of, again, soft skills about how to try to make FAs to change and to embrace what the firm is mainly advocating for is financial planning. Actually, we're launching a new tool called GPS, Goals Planning System, and having a FAs incorporate that and use it with clients. So very similar to your ideas. And the other thing is related to digital and leveraging the tools of social media, digital, to engage more with clients and prospects. But, and of course, evolving the practice in general, right? Partnering up, teaming up. So it's the same concepts.
Good. Any challenges in the office that are you're struggling with?
I think we spoke about it. The only challenge is, you know, my office is half domestic, half international. The only challenge is it's been an announcement of a 3% pay cut, grid cut for all international business. So it's been a couple of difficult weeks with international folks. because they're cutting down their grid by 3%, and obviously it's not a great news, right? Other than that, things are going pretty well. I mean, revenue-wise, flows, things are going well, and yeah. But that thing with international people obviously added a lot of distraction to half of the population.
Yeah, so they got to make up 3%, basically, net.
They have to
Yeah.
make up 3% more, yeah.
Okay, so that's the goal. I mean, we got to make everybody, that's what I would focus on. Okay, let's figure out how we're going to make net 3% that make up that and then more.
Yeah. So again, I'm thinking this next Tuesday to talk a little bit about again the supernova thing. Oh well, the other thing is you probably saw on the emails scheduling your visit for early February. I think February the 1st to do a follow up, and we can discuss at some future time how do we structure that, because I would imagine we want to do something a little bit different, not just repeating what we did the first time, right? But
Well, here's what I mean, just at the top of my head, just to get you thinking. I mean, originally we said, all right, how do you really, if you really want to, you can, frankly, if I were you, this is how I would kill it, right? And then I explained to you how I would do it. I would have the kickoff meeting, I would have a certain number, maybe, as we did, five or six teams. Adopt it. And then I would have a follow-up meeting, which we're having. And then I would have those teams get up and coordinate it so they're not talking about the same thing. Find out what they did well and what benefits. So we'd have to interview each team and say, okay, segmentation, organization, acquisition. What were the benefits for you in segmentation? What were the benefits in organization? What were the benefits in acquisition? How has it benefited your overall practice? What do you see as, your future going forward? How will it impact you there, et cetera? And then kind of maybe create a panel of the most of, all, assuming all the teams are decent, get one person from each team. And, five or six people up there and have them cover each topic that they particularly were excited about and then open it up for the questions. So it's not then, gee, this is a good idea, you should do it. It's, gee, it's a good idea and we did it. And their premise is, the more they were lost and will admit it, the better. People don't like to admit that they've ever had a problem. But this is a very cathartic time opportunity because they don't have the problem anymore. They can admit that they had it. I was lost and now I'm found. And I've got, I adopted this model, and for me, maybe not for you, but for me, this is what it did. Okay. Changed my life. Okay. And for them, it's one thing for Rob Knapp to get up there and say it's changed people's lives, but it's when you get your own people sitting there going, it's changed my life. Well, then you can, that could be enough to put the teams over the top that you want to do it. You don't want everybody to do this, but you want your best teams to do it. Well, Mikey tried it. Mikey liked it. Okay, time for you, Mr. Big, to do it. Okay. Now you're going to start to move the needle. So you make up your mind, if we got these teams to do Supernova, what it would mean to them and to the office. And then our goal is to get those teams signed up.
Well, the other thing I would like to schedule is some one-on-one with. I mean, we have been in this call with this big FA, but he's going through some personal issues now. He's actually in the middle of a deposition for a personal thing on an inheritance, etc., this week. We'll try to make it happen before, but either we do or we don't. I would like to. I know he will. If he's in town, he will be available and would meet one on one with you. So I think ideally I want him to do a call before, and then schedule some time and maybe some I'm thinking about another big FA that have women FA, so that's also something that I was thinking maybe we can do.
All right, so here's what I would do. I would have use me the whole day. Okay, I'd come over maybe the night before, maybe have dinner with, who knows, maybe somebody you want me to have dinner with, maybe not, maybe just use me the next day. But I would like to meet with each of the people that I'm coaching, okay? And I'd like to have that opportunity to review their business plan and their five, their five-star model business plan. So that would be a good, a good thing to say, Rob's coming, have your business plan done. It should be world class. I want you to stand up and do your five-star presentation for him, right? So that would be good. That would be a good thing. Have your game board up, have your things, it's basically inspection time. The outside commanding officer's coming in. It's full inspection. Let's get ready. And so it would be a chance for me to meet with them, give them a pat on the back on how great they did and how wonderful they are, and answer their questions. But it's really a chance for them to show off and, be proud of themselves. And so the work is all done before I get there. Okay. That's the idea. Is that you do a ton of work in preparation, and that's the valuable piece. It gives you a deadline for getting, real meaningful planning done, to get their game boards up and get them really organized so that, whatever they haven't done up to this point, they get done, so they basically pass inspection. And then we have a meeting. Then we don't have to have a long meeting. That meeting with those guys, they stand up there. They're prepared. They've done their homework, and they give their spiel on Supernova and how it helped them and changed their lives. I make a few comments. I don't have to be long. The key is for them to be talking, and then we answer questions. They answer questions. I can answer some questions. So maybe that thing goes. We could probably get that whole thing done in an hour. Over lunch or something, and then the afternoon could be on. Helping you meet with teams that you want to impress. You want to get to get some work done. You want to convert to Supernova. So we could do, we could probably do four teams in the afternoon, and I can do my teams in the morning and then have the meeting in the middle. How's that sound?
That sounds good. The business planning with the phase that you're coaching, would you do them individually or maybe do them in group and have them share and in front of the rest of the just the people that are doing the program with you? I
I
wonder
think
whether
it,
there's
I
any
think
benefit to have them all in the room and so they can even give feedback among themselves and pick ideas from others if they are open to.
Yeah, I love the idea. The question is, will they be forthcoming with their business plan if other people are in the room? I don't know. You can answer that, not me. I mean, I don't know how private they want to be. I'm always careful about. I like having group coaching, teaching opportunities, but when they have to give away their innermost secrets, sometimes they don't want to, and therefore, it will be kind of flat. That's up.
I can see that happening for the most part, but I'll check. I think it could be powerful if they agree to share it within the group because we are having these monthly lunches with that group, and you're creating a circle of trust there. So the idea is that these guys rely on each other, help each other, and so it's kind of
Not like.
AA, right? Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think that'd be great if you can do it. And they don't have to give their niches of where they're, that'd be probably the only thing that they don't have to say that I'm focusing on Carnival Cruise. They can just say, I'm focusing on corporate businesses, and this is what we're doing, and so forth. Yeah, I think that'd be
Okay.
great.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that.
Listen, the one thing I'm gonna need. Okay, so that seems like a plan. We'll refine it, but I think that will work. I may have to cut at 3:30 because I actually have a meeting with one of your Supernova FAs that I have been postponing, and now he has a tight schedule, so I need to respect his schedule. So we have this
I
meeting
love
at 3:30.
your FAs, by the way. I'm
They
having
are
so much
great.
fun there.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
I'm having so much fun. They're doing so well. It's just amazing. They're
Okay.
just wonderful. They're wonderful.
How
I
do
mean, sitting on all.
you feel Miss Janu is doing?
Well, she was behind. We had a really good call today. She's brilliant, okay? And she needs some, she needs stuff. But we had a really good call today, and I think she's got some really good contacts. I want her to develop a mastermind group in New York and then one here. She has some wonderful leads. And I gave her advice on, strategic teaming with, some people will want to take advantage of her, and I just showed her how not to let that happen. And I think that was so. Ask her how did the call go today? And I think she's going to be really excited.
Okay.
Yeah, it
Good.
went really well. But yeah, she
Great.
was, she was missing calls, and she was away at the managers' meeting. So we're really still just getting going here. But
Yeah.
she's got so much potential. I mean, I
She
see her
does.
as
She
a
does. Yeah. And she's
I
eager
see her as
learner.
a yeah, she's a I see her as an ultra high net worth, fabulous financial advisor doing business with clients with $25 million and above. Seriously. She's that attractive. She wins all these awards. The community wants to love her, so they give her, they just gave her another award. And so she just is that kind of person that people like, and they want to have her be a superstar. And she's, frankly, she's so attractive that, I think she can just move her numbers up, and people will hire her. And I think eventually you want her to be on a team, but I think you want her to lead the team.
Yeah. I want her to lead a team. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. I
I
think
think men, men will want to take advantage of her in terms of making her she had a bad experience with that other guy that wanted her to be a third FA, a third CA, And that's no good. So we're not going to get back into that.
Okay.
Anyway.
One thing I'm gonna need a bit of help with is structuring the coaching session with the FAs. And I know we spoke a little bit about that and how just to let them talk, see what is on their mind, etc. I feel I need a little bit of just a little bit of structure. And again, maybe coaching doesn't go too much with structure because it should be quite unstructured. But what are your thoughts there?
Well, you see how I do it. I have the video, I have the workbook, and then we talk about what's important for you, okay? So my suggestion is get structure, and then make sure they learn the material, but you don't need to teach it again. You want to be there to coach them, not teach them. Teach them the things that aren't in the book. Aren't, what do you say when this guy says this? Like I did with her. This other guy wanted to have her do financial planning on his B book, and then if it went well, he'd let her into the A book. And I said, no, we're not even going to come close to that. But he did bring her in on a case where it's going to be like a $10 million opportunity to do financial planning, and if they win, they split it. And I said, that meets your minimum. I said, don't go into a situation, don't accept the opportunity to do financial planning or even meet on it if when you split the new business or the account, it didn't meet your minimum. Okay? So now you've got a center of influence, which is what this FIA is at this point, a center of influence that needs to understand what your minimums are, and you're very delighted to help him when they meet your minimums. Okay? And she was, like, ecstatic with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? So, no, we're only going to work with the A book, and we're not going to work on any situation that is going to not generate new assets. The guy's selling a business, then we'll meet with him. The guy is, just got a huge windfall from his grandparents, then we'll meet with him.
But then, to a certain extent there, you're telling her what to do. You're not just coaching her. You're also telling her what to do.
Oh, absolutely.
So your model is a little bit different because you've done this. You know what you're coaching on. You're an expert on this. So you also tell people what to do.
I do. I can't help it. I could have taken the time to get her to come up with that idea, but you know what? We don't have enough time. I have a half an hour.
And that's the thing that I struggle with too, right? Is should I coach in the true term of coaching, or should I also guide the guys on what to do, right, when they are struggling with acquisition, with developing a niche, etc.?
Yeah, you gotta do that. I mean, this is teaching too. This is mentoring, teaching, coaching. Okay. You know the answers. You've done it. You've been successful. You need to use that skill to – they can't see – I always tell people, you can't see your backhand, okay? You're looking out here. I'm watching here. Or your backswing in golf. You can't see what that club is doing. I can't, okay? So that's the advantage I have. I see the way you're thinking right now, and that thinking is going to get you right back to where you were as a third CA, okay? So no, and we're not a company paid financial planner. We're an independent entrepreneur who's going to be one of the biggest producers in the firm. I want her, and I planted the seed with her of being on the Barron's list. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you do. You plant the seeds. You tell them, you're my $5 million producer. Okay. So you make up your mind where each one of those guys should be, and then you tell them. Okay. And they'll go, what the hell? How can I do $5 million? We'll show you. I'll show you. We're going to do it together. And then you coach them. And, yeah, of course, you know, I can't help it. I have to tell them. When I know the answer, I'm going to tell them. Sorry. You know, and that may not be perfect coaching, right? But it's good. It's good. She loved it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She loved it.
Okay.
Because she got her answer, you know, and then I give her the words. Now she's got the words to use and the answer, and she goes and does it. Now, did she learn from that? Hell yeah, she did. She now knows where her backbone is.
Okay, excellent. So in terms of my structure with EFAs, how do I balance that? How do I balance the two, right? Obviously, I need to find what motivates them and what is going to make them move.
And then you got to teach them the fundamentals. You got to teach them the fundamentals. If you coach somebody that I've coached Supernova, your work is pretty much done. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You can then work on acquisition the whole time. But
right.
if you're trying to work on a guy on acquisition and he's got zero time, and he's got 300 accounts and he's underwater, you know he's gonna just want oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna want more. He's not gonna want more water.
Yeah.
He wants oxygen.
Yeah.
You're gonna want him to take more water, and he's gonna be like, "I love you, but now I'm drowning." Okay. So you've got to then either turn him over to me or you've got to coach him into into getting down to less than 100 and then getting organized. And then you have, then you can teach acquisition.
Okay.
So I would use, here, you have my permission, use the workbook. Use the video. Use the videos. Use the workbook. Coach them. You be the coach.
Okay.
Okay? You be
okay.
the coach.
Okay.
Be smart. You know, I've, everything I've known is, you know, who, Plato said learning is remembering. And Larry Wilson said the greatest compliment you can make is basically plagiarizing.
Play what?
The idea is Larry Wilson didn't call it plagiarism. He called it research. You know, so the idea is you're using, you've done the research now, and you're using, you know, you're using what you've learned. And you learned a little from me and a little from here, but basically, with my permission, you can use my stuff.
Okay.
I want you to be a winner, and why would you have to rebuild the training program? Right? Just use the training program. 12 weeks. Sign the guys up for 12 weeks of coaching and go through it.
Okay.
You can't do many, but you can do a few, right?
Yes.
And you're going to, and then think about our conversation when you actually go out and try and coach it. Then you're going to be, Rob, help. What do I say here? That's helpful for me. See, then I got another coach who's really, you know, got substance behind him.
Perfect. Okay. What are your stand-up daily meetings?
Mine? You mean for FAs or for?
So in the video, I saw that with the staff. I think it is right. I think it was referring to the staff, or I don't think you were referring to stand-up meeting with FAs.
Stand-up daily meetings are the same, okay? As they would be for the FAs. It's just what are we doing today? What's going on? Who's coming in? What meetings do we have set up? Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. With the staff, okay. with the managers, with the management team,
with your managers, with your secretaries, everybody.
Okay.
Quick huddle. It's a huddle. Okay.
It's a coordination every day.
Yeah. It's over somebody's desk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're not in your office. You're outside of your office, maybe around your secretary's desk. Whoever is the focal point of your group that coordinates your calendar and then bring everybody together and spend 10 minutes, everybody standing up and you know, what's going on, what's not. You got to have a little bit of privacy, but not too much.
Got you. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. What else? I like the idea. So I had just following up on the notes from the previous calls. I had a good conversation with Adam, my FA, about leveraging him internally. That was our last conversation. We're talking about this guy being a gold mine because we agree that he's a matcher, he's a giver, and he has this potential and niche and respected by everybody. So I threw it to him, but he kind of walked away a little bit. From that, he's in the process of hiring a CIO, chief investment officer person, to run his investments, etc. And he said, well, once I have that in place, then I can focus and spend time and do some of these things. So I don't know if he really meant that or he was maybe using it a little bit as an excuse, but I'll revisit that because I think that's a good idea. I need to focus on how to have him play that game with me. I think he's going to benefit. So, but I don't know if he wants, he's the type of guy that doesn't like asking for referrals and doesn't like asking for anything. So I don't, maybe he doesn't like to be perceived as he's looking for opportunities or for people to partner up with him. If they come, great. He's always open to. But I feel that he may not want to be seen as the guy that is asking for that. But I'll see. That's a conversation that will continue.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit. I mean, you said he was ambitious, right? And
Sorry, he's ambitious?
he said, yeah.
Yeah, he is very ambitious.
Yeah, he said he's ambitious. So, I mean, you got to be careful, you know, when people are saying one thing, you know, saying one thing and then saying another thing and they're in conflict, you got to kind of call them on it.
Yeah, I don't know if I see a conflict here. It's just he's ambitious. So is ambitious the word that you use, or
Yeah, it's a good word. It's a wonderful word.
he's ambitious. Yeah, he is ambitious, but I think he's ambitious but doesn't want to look
Look ambitious.
too
No,
greedy,
you
I
don't want
guess.
to. No, you want to be selfless. You know, that's your image to the public, is that you're a selfless giver. Okay, and you're helping everybody else, but you're not that interested in helping yourself. But people just keep thrusting business on you. That's the image you want to create, right? But internally, you know, underneath the duck is paddling like crazy underneath the water. So the question is, how do we do that without, literally without asking for business? So we can do all this without ever coming out and asking for the business. We can help and connect and do all kinds of wonderful things and introduce our practice to them and tell wonderful stories about how successful the people are that have chosen to do business with you, to the point where people are just drooling and they can't wait to sign up. So you never have to say, please do business with me. Instead, you just say how fortunate you are and how blessed you are to have these fabulous clients with these amazingly challenging problems that you've been able to help them with. And for example, let me give you a story. This guy came in, and then he just tells the story. This guy came in, you see what I mean? And he was going to sell his business and go public and da da da, and I helped him, and we saved millions in taxes, and that's why I love my job. So you sell through telling stories rather than people are always saying, you know, what's your elevator speech? You know, what's your value proposition? Well, the better value proposition is, let me tell you a story. People love stories. Let me tell you about this guy that I was able to help. You know, he and here's the potential tragedy that we averted, okay? Because we did this, okay? Because we did, you know, we bought life insurance, you know. Eventually he did pass away, but his family is well taken care of, and that's what gives me great satisfaction that he was so happy that everything was taken care of. Or this guy who bought disability insurance, and then, you know, unbelievably, he was completely disabled. Now he, unfortunately, that happened to him, but his family is able to live well because he's making $250,000 in disability now. So you tell stories about how, you know, the wonderful timing and planning that you did and things where you're able to help people. Now, if you're not doing any of that, then you don't have the stories.
Correct.
Right? So, but I can tell you, I can literally tell you a story for every product and every, you know, every good idea. Why it's a good idea? Because it worked. It saved somebody's life, or it saved their family, or it did something. And that's just history. But, you know, you don't have to say, I did this. You can say, our team did this. And the team can be your whole office. You know, when people think of your office, they don't think of, you know, they think of it as a law firm that you are all working together somehow. They don't think of it as independent entrepreneurs. Now, a lot of people want to be that. But when you're working together like a law firm, then your firm is, you know, your team here was able to do this. You know, we were able to help this person. So they could literally tell the story of somebody else that they in, that was a friend of theirs in the office, in the sense that, you know, our team helped this guy and this is what we did, which is a miracle. You know, he saved the guy and saved his family. And it's just a planning story. It's not a lie. because your firm did it. You don't have to do everything for every product yourself, especially if you're new in the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Listen, I have Andres here to meet. So
yeah. Tell him I said hello.
I'll say hello. Hi to Andres. okay. Well, so I'm planning on doing this meeting Tuesday. I'll get ready. If I have any questions, I'll give you a call or try
Please.
To reach you. But I think I have everything I need. And thank you for the structure for February 1st. So that's now on my plate. Good.
Yeah. Now, well, yeah, you can do anything you want, but I think those are good ideas that can, you know,
yes.
make it very appealing to the client, which is your FAs, you know.
Yes.
It's all about
yes.
it's all about them then, not about you and me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'm thinking, I may squeeze some time there with my team, my management team,
sure.
my sales team, my that people, and we can talk a little bit about
yeah.
with them too. Okay, excellent, Rob. Well, good. I'm glad that we reconnected. Talk to you next week.
Yeah. Nicole, thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you
thank
next
you.
Week.
Bye-bye. Bye.